Blog Talk Radio. Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard. Hey everybody, it's Natalie Jeans and Natalie Jean, and we are on Chatting with Nat. And today we have the honor of having our returning guest, singer-songwriter Nita Perez. Nita Perez is a multi-talented singer-songwriter and producer who has been attracting listeners from all over the world with her beautiful, soulful voice. Coming from the New Orleans area, Nita was surrounded by the many diverse musical influences within the culture there. This played an integral part in developing her soulful signature sound that has influenced her music today. Nita's newest release, Lighthouse, is her first project where she has taken the lead producer role and has been involved in the whole recording and development process from the start to finish. Let's give her a round of applause. Hi, Nita.
Hello.
Nita's so cute, let me tell you. So Nita is very respectful. She called me ma'am. Nita, you can call me Natalie. You know, you can call me Natalie because you're going to age me, and I'm getting old as dirt. I give you permission.
No, not at all.
Yeah, I'm older. I'm old as dirt. There's dirt out there that's younger than I am. It's really crazy.
Not at all.
How old are you now?
I'm 16. turned 16 back in September.
Oh, my God. Are you driving?
Not yet. My mom's trying to get me in driver ed, but it's a little bit of a struggle since I'm homeschooled and we work on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Another piece to the puzzle. I remember when I was 16, like 100 years ago, and my father, I gave him a run for his money. We had to go to the driving facility 5 times. And because I would fail every time, and it was because of it's not called a roundabout, but it's like you have to go forward, reverse, and go. Anyway, it was one of those things that we had to do. Oh my God, I was always so nervous when I was driving, trying to do that one move, and I would fail the fifth time.
The parallel park.
Yes, that's what. See, my brain. I've had COVID poisoning. My brain does not, I can't remember certain things. The parallel parking did it to me every single time. Until one day I was just like, oh my God, my father's going to kill me if we have to keep going back. Oh my God, he would get so upset. And then I nailed it. And I was just like, thank God, you only have to do that once. Because let me tell you, I was just like, oh my gosh, it's just crazy. I can't wait for you to do your thing. I'm sure you'll only do it once. You're not going to be like me.
I don't know. I'm still having trouble with normal parking, Natalie. I'm not even sure. I'm not even concentrated on that parallel stuff. I'm just trying to get inside the straight line first.
Oh my gosh. But you are so awesome. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. I think you are. I didn't know you were homeschooled. How do you like being homeschooled?
Yeah. Well, I really like it. I've been homeschooled my entire life, so I don't know anything different anyway. But I'm able to study what I love on my own time.
Right.
As well. I actually think I'm set to graduate a couple months early.
Oh, cool.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited.
That's awesome. Now, being homeschooled, do you think it's a disadvantage in the sense that, so the question is, when you're in school, you obviously meet other people, blah, 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 yada, yada. So how do you meet other people, like have like long lasting friendships and all that beautiful stuff?
Well, there's a couple different types. So there's in homeschooling, there's like a couple different, I guess, schools of thought when it comes to it. The kind that my mom and I follow, we do like co-op. So we're homeschoolers, but we're not by ourselves. If that makes sense, we have like a community, a pretty large community in Louisiana of a lot of homeschoolers, because it's very easy to homeschool your kid here as comparatively to like California, which is very difficult to homeschool in California. But in Louisiana, it's pretty easy to enroll your kid in your own school. They have like a bunch of co-ops here. They have a bunch of things for homeschoolers specifically. A lot of clubs, a lot of things that you could just do as like a homeschooling unit. So I don't really have that much. Also, I have like my extracurricular activities as well that I can go to that are not like homeschool exclusive, but are with like other people. So I don't think I've ever had, I mean, I am awkward. Like I have that homeschool awkwardness, definitely. But I think that I am pretty well socialized, you know, compared to at least like standard belief of what people think I would be. I think I'm a little bit better than standard belief.
That's cool. I think you're cute. I think I've met you. I've met you in person. You're nice and sweet and cute. You've got it going on. Now, once you're done with that, is your intention to go to college, or what are you going to do?
Oh yes. I hope to go to college. Yes. I want to go for. Well, I'm a musician first and foremost, and I will always be a musician. But I want to go for biomedical engineering. I think is my intention currently. Yeah. Well, my mother is a scientist as well. She's a geologist, so I kind of have that love for science in there too.
I love that. You know what? They always tell you should have something to fall back on, but I love the fact that you say, you know, music is obviously your passion and that's what you're going to do, but I love the fact that you have another passion, something else that you're interested in. I mean, you can do it all. You can do anything that you want. So I'm you know, you could be like the singing scientist. I like that. I like that. I think that's awesome. Congratulations to you. You must be very smart.
Oh, I hope so. I try. I try to keep my grades up.
What would you say is your GPA?
Oh, my GPA is a 4.0. I have that calculated for me.
Okay, Nita. 4.0? That is like super genius. Like okay. You don't need to say anything else because you're a super genius. 4.0 is not easy. I couldn't even touch the hem of a 4.0 back in my day. I mean, it's interesting because I think I truly learned how to start study when I got into college, not while I was in high school, because I didn't understand. Oh, you really have to understand what they're saying to you, and get it, and then you practice it and stuff like that. And in college is where I was just like, oh, then. You know, I didn't get a 4.0, but I understood how to take tests and stuff like that. So, you know what? 4.0, good for you. You know, another
Thank
piece
you.
To the puzzle. I like it. So, let's talk about this new song, Lighthouse. What is the song about, and how did you come about creating this song? And I hear that you took the lead producer role, so I'm so excited about that.
Well, the song was written from my mother. She is my lighthouse. It was for her birthday, actually. She's always asked me to write a song for her. But you know, it's for like years. It's not that I didn't want to. It's just that whenever I would sit down to go to write, nothing was ever good enough. You know, it wasn't good enough for her. So I would like write and then I would trash it. And then I would write and I would trash it. Like over and over again for years. And I felt so bad because every single year I'd be like, what do you want for your birthday, Mom? She's like, I want a song, please. And so I think it was for her birthday, 2020. And it was kind of like a difficult point in my life. There was a lot of things going on. And I was sitting down, I was trying to write, and I picked up this journal that someone had given me for my birthday, I think. And on, like, the inside page, the first page, they had this beautiful, like, illustration of a lighthouse on the very front. And I thought to myself, that's my mom. She is my lighthouse. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the lyrics just started coming to me. And I wrote the song in, like, 30 minutes. And, again, it's one of those things that when inspiration hits you, it just, like,
right.
hits you like a freight train and then zooms away. And then I think I wrote the guitar line in, like, another 30 minutes the next day. And so then I had the song that I had been trying to write for, like, 4 or 5 years. And I played it for her birthday, and she really liked it. She's actually playing bass on the song, which, yeah, she really enjoyed that, too. We had a lot of fun doing it together.
That is so awesome. I'm like you in the sense of creativity. If I sit down and force myself to write, I'm like, no. And then I'm like, I'll write it, then I'll trash it, write it, then I'll trash it, then I'll delete it and on my screen. I'm like, no, I force it. Then I go to sleep and wake up the next day and I'm like, oh, I'm inspired. I can write this. You know, I'm trying to write this poem for this podcast and I'm thinking of different ideas and now they've extended the deadline. I'm like, oh, I have more time. But I'm definitely like you, especially it's an important song. I know you wanted to get it right. And so it really doesn't matter how long it took to write the song. You know, it's been released, and I'm going to play it right now. Let me go. Okay, here we go. The thing just kicked me out. All right, here we go. Here we go.
My eyes and I am blind.
Fantastic. Oh, my God. I love that song. I love it. Love, 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 love. What's great about this song is that it can apply to anybody. I mean, you wrote it for your mom, but somebody listening to it could probably use it for somebody in their life that they feel that that's a lighthouse. So, while I'm listening, I was singing along to it too. I got into it.
Aww.
And I definitely hear this song in like a one of the shows on Netflix or a movie or whatever, because I think it's great. Yeah, it sounds really great. How did you like taking on the producer role?
Oh, that was very interesting for me. I think I talked about this with Phil a little bit, but he's actually been training me for, I didn't realize this when I first started with him, but he's been training me for the producer role for a pretty long time. I remember since There's a World, like my first single, There's a World, I was involved in pretty much all of the aspects of the post-production. He involved me in editing the vocals, doing more of the technical work, finding which vocals I wanted for the comp track, things like that. And Phil took a little bit of a backseat on this one, which I was very appreciative to him for, because I think he understood how important this song was for me, and I think he also is listening, and he realized that since the song didn't have like that many components to it, it's like an easier song to have like for your first like project. So I was very thankful for him for that, and I'm very thankful to him for teaching me all these skills. It was a lot of fun, and Destiny Blaze did an amazing job on the mixing. Very thankful to her as well. She's amazing. She's so cool. But it was definitely a lot different. But it was something that I felt prepared for, you know?
Now you're the boss. You became the boss, which is beautiful. You know, it's funny because now it's 2024, and now is the time where more women are being noticed as female producers. And it's just, which is insane. Because they've been out there for years. In fact, Justine Blazer, she does talk about in one of my podcasts with her how earlier in her career she used to go to these producer conferences and she would be the only female in the room, and that is just crazy. The only female, and slowly but surely. You know, more women were coming out. You know, they didn't want to recognize women as music producers, which is just stupid. Because we all have something to bring to the table. But most importantly, what did your mom think of the song?
Oh, she loves it. Yeah, we were up last night at we're on in Central Standard Time. So we were up 11 p.m. rolling around. She was the first one to play it. She was like, okay, I'm going to buy it on iTunes now. She made my dad buy it on iTunes.
Right.
She's really, really happy with it.
Oh, that's good, because she is the main reason you wrote the song. So I'm glad your muse was happy with the song, and it's out, and it's wonderful. Now, what is up next? What are you working on next?
I'm working on a couple different things. Phil's working on a couple different things, and I'm planning... We're planning something with Dimitri, actually. And congratulations on your song, Deceive Me. I really liked it. I listened to it. It was really, really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think Phil, Dimitri, and I are planning on a couple projects. Phil and I are planning on my next album. And I got a couple of songs written. Because there are a couple of them that I have to get a guitar player for. And then a couple of them I have to write melody lines for, and I just have to get my ducks in a row. I'm really excited for what's to come. I always love getting behind the microphone. It's one of my favorite things.
And you do it so well. Now, would you ever consider writing a song for somebody else?
Yeah, I definitely would.
Because I think you could do it. I think, because you are so, so amazing. I think you could do it. I think that's one of the things you can add to your resume that you could write. I mean, because sometimes it's happened to me a couple of times. This one guy contacted me, and he's like, oh, I know you've done jazz before. Can you write me a song? I was like, okay. And he wanted it kind of James Bondish. And I wrote it 5-6 years ago. And he said, we haven't released it yet because he wants to do several versions of it, this, that, and the other. But it's really, really cool.
Ooh.
And at first, I didn't know if I could write for somebody else because my things are always social impact and stuff like that. But because he gave me a theme to go with, I was like, oh, I got this. I could do this. Yeah. And actually, I can't wait for it to come out whenever it does in this century.
I'm excited. I want to hear this James Bond jazz song.
This guy is like a crooner. He's like old school jazz, so it's really interesting. And he also turned it into like some kind of dance kind of jazzy thing, which I think is really cool. I can't wait for
like
people
to hear
it. Like
an EDM jazz?
Yeah, it's like the version he sent me like was like danceable, and I'm like, oh, I like this, because I don't know if you ever saw, my God, I can't remember the name of this movie, but it's with Leonardo DiCaprio, and it's in a jazz era, and the Black Eyed Peas actually perform a song in it. And it's very up to, my God, my brain is just fried. I can't remember. But Leonardo DiCaprio has been in 3 million movies.
I can't think of a specific one.
But it's like he falls in love with, but it's in a different era. And I can't, oh, I know, The Great Gatsby. If you listen to the soundtrack, there's some up-tempo. They kind of made it, they modernized the jazz period, but they modernized it, and he asked me what I thought about what he did, and I said, this is really cool, you should listen to the soundtrack, and this could come up with some ideas. But yeah, I can't wait till that comes out. I always have to bug him, where are we on this so how are you promoting this Lighthouse?
My mom and I, we're doing some social media promoting, and I think she knows about this. I don't know how she knows about this. I didn't know anything about it. Somehow. She did this thing where she like boosted it on like they have like the Meta platform or whatever, they boosted it for like a couple of days. I'm still not exactly sure what that means, but she knows what it means. So if she's I'm satisfied with that. We've been doing like online promoting, and then at our shop, we have like a little shop I'm going to say city names and they'd have no relevance to you, but we have a shop in Prairieville. And so every time we make a sale, my mom hands them my little music card.
Well,
and so I guess that counts too.
Oh my gosh,
I'm sorry, Natalie.
Yeah, you hear me?
What did you say?
I said, that counts. That's really cool. She's really thinking out of the box, because the person gets the part of like, oh, God, let me play this. This is awesome. One of the things you guys may want to try, I mean, it costs money. There's two options. There's a thing called Play MPE. They cost about $250 and up. I use them. But what happens with them is that they send out to, depending on the genre that you choose, they send it out to radios, music bloggers, labels, and all that kind of stuff. And then you get a reporting of who's clicked on it, who's downloaded it, who's streamed it. And then it's work though, because once you figure that out, then you have to go look for their email addresses. And then you can contact them and say, oh, I see you downloaded it, blah, blah, blah. You know, let me know if you want an interview. Let me know where you're going to play it. And that kind of thing. The other thing would be Music Submit. Music Submit is cheaper. They have things that start at $25, $40, $50, and they too send out, depending on your genre, They send out your song to all these different places and see if they'll play them on the radio. So, you know, think about those. Yeah, think about those options too. The other thing, I don't know if you've ever gotten this, is called the Indie Bible. The Indie Bible comes out almost every year. They always update it, but it's like, I don't know, 2,000 downloadable pages of different places that you can submit your music to, depending on the genre.
Okay.
I think the Indie Bible is like $70, $80, $90. I can't remember what it is, but it's a big book. I mean, it's something that you look at online. And then you choose all the places you want to send that your song to. It'll show you places you can send videos to if you plan to do a video. It's really worth it. I've had one for years, and I've shared some of it to my friends that they've been successful at it too. They also have a Spotify playlist one where you contact these curators and you're just like, oh, I have this song out. Can you put it on your playlist? So those are a cheaper avenue, yeah, if you want to try that. Yeah, and the social media thing works.
How they got them.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I always wondered how they got their songs, or people got their songs on, like the playlist.
There are different ways to get on playlisting. So one of the things that I've used is this thing called Muso Soup. It's M-U-S-O, Muso Soup, M-U-S-O Soup. But so you pay like $25 or $30. It's like a European thing. And then all these people that have their own platforms can contact you. I mean, you have to pay an additional fee. Sometimes $5, $6, $10, whatever you choose. And they'll put your song on their Spotify playlist. Or they'll do an Instagram reel with your music and stuff like that. One of the other things that I used, TikTok recently has this thing where you can add your music to your page. So anybody that comes to my page can see all the songs that I've done, all the music that I've created, and they can use it. Yeah. Yeah. So one of the things I haven't done that I plan on doing is that with TikTok, you can now create playlists. So I want to create playlists of my music. Yeah, I want to create playlists of my music. Yeah, to get it on a TikTok playlist. Now, Spotify playlists are a little bit harder if you're trying to get on the editorial list. You know, you just have to, if you keep pushing your song and it gets a lot of streams, they do tend to put them on editorial Spotify playlists. I think my song with Kit, I'm got on a couple, and some others got on a couple, which I didn't even realize they were on. So there's a lot of different things that you can do that are not so expensive. Some of those things are free. Just adding your songs on TikTok playlists are free. And, you know, investing in the Indie Bible is a good idea. But it's not just getting, you know, the social media thing, you know, talking about the song. Do you plan to do a lyric video?
You know, I should. Definitely. I think I should definitely do that. I'll talk with Phil about doing that. We've been all talking about doing like maybe a music video.
Okay.
Yeah, the thing is that it's hard, especially because Phil is in New York and then we're down in New Orleans, so it's hard to find not only like a space where we can both collaborate in. Also, we've never done that kind of thing before, so we're all just trying to get a start in that. But I mean, that's definitely something I would like to do in the future.
Well, the thing is, what you could do, I mean, if you go to Fiverr, www.fiverr.com, F-I-V-E-R-R, you can get somebody to create a lyric video for cheap, very cheap. Yeah, I'm a wealth of knowledge. For a music video, you know, nowadays music videos don't have to be expensive. They don't require a lot of things. What people are looking for mostly is authenticity in your video. So what I would suggest to you is to really sit down and really think about what you would want in the music video, right? And I had to somebody do a really cool lyric video for my latest song with the What For. And he draws it. It's outlines of the entire song. And he draws me and this other person and blah, blah, blah. So it was really cool. Now, if you wanted to do your own music video, I mean, you could just take your cell phone. A lot of people, like Selena Gomez, I think one of her videos was done off of an iPhone. And so, it doesn't have to be expensive. It can be free, literally. Take your cell phone and create the music video yourself. You know, you just have to come up with a concept. It could be just you singing to your mom. You know, it could be you singing, and then in the back, then you can have different images of you, like photographs of you and your mom. So really think about that. You know, if budget is an issue, you can do things that are free, like you can upload and and do it yourself. So you should really consider that. Because, you know, people sometimes need the visual and things. They're just
Definitely.
Strange.
I would love to do that. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Now, I am going to play your song, Wisdom. Tell me what that's about.
So, Wisdom. I'm Buddhist. And for the last, I want to say 10 years, we've been a part of an organization called Taradhatu. And the head of the organization, her name is Prema Dasara. I should give a little bit more information. Taradhatu is an organization that I think is primarily based in Brazil, but they do things around the United States. It's in dedication of the Mother Tara, who is the kind of female deity in Buddhism, but she's the protector of all. She's the mother. She's the great and holy mother. And so Prema Dasara, the head of the organization, had asked me to do a song in dedication of Tara. And so I chose to do, Tara has 21 variations. And so I decided to do Saraswati, who is the Tara of music and intelligence, which I thought was fitting for a song. And so I wrote the lyrics, and then I asked Phil for help for the melody line. And so it is in dedication of Saraswati. And the prayer in the chorus is actually Tara's prayer. And it is said, anybody who says the prayer is granted swift protection.
All right. I love it. Let's play it. Okay. Brilliant. 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 Another song I was singing to. Brilliant. That's all I can. Brilliant. Brilliant. One, I didn't know you were Buddhist, which I think is awesome. I've studied many modalities, even Buddhism, and I'm interfaith. So, my God, you know what?
Natalie.
You need to do an album that's purely based on Buddhism. Whatever you study, you should, because that, my dear, was so touching and so moving, so spiritual. It was like an awakening. I don't know what else to say, but brilliant. You definitely need
Thank
to tap
you.
Into that. OMG, as they would say.
Thank you. We also have that iron in the fire, too. We're working on that as well. We just have a couple things that we need to finish up first. But yes, thank you so much.
I get it, but that's a clear sign. You obviously were born to make music and be a scientist, but born to make music, because it was so, you know, I felt spirit move. I mean, it was like coming from the heavens. I don't know, but it was so touching. I was touched by it. It was just,
Yeah,
you definitely, you know, between Lighthouse and Wisdom and everything you're going to be working on, I mean, you are a star. That's for sure. That is for sure.
Thank you so much.
And I am so honored to have you. You're welcome on Chatting with Nat, because, you know, I'm witnessing greatness.
It was so, so nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, anytime, Nita. You know I love you. You know, I think the last time I saw you was in Nashville.
Me too. Yes, it was in Nashville.
Yeah, so many things have gone on in life. But
Mother says that your song is very awesome too.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. But yeah, I mean, yeah. Okay. I'm going to play that on repeat after I get off there. I mean, it's such a great song. I mean, it's really good. I mean, both songs are fantastic, but to be so aware at such a young life, it's beautiful. That's all I can.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that, Natalie. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're very welcome. And I want to thank you once again for being on Chatting with Nat. It's always a joy to speak to you, and I can't wait to see what you have, you know, coming out. And, you know, I'm just going to keep watching and listening and playing that song on repeat.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, everybody. That was singer-songwriter Nita Perez. You can find her at www.nita.com. She's on Facebook at Nita Perez 007. Instagram is Nita Perez 007. She is awesome. I was moved. I know you will be moved. I'm sure you are moved now. You know, stream her music, buy her music, follow her. She's an amazing talent. She's just awesome. I can't take it anymore. She just blew me away. Blew me away tonight.
Aww.
Thank you again, Nita. It was, I mean, my God.
Thank you so much.
It's wow. Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That is all I can say to you is thank you. And until next time, when I get you on the show again, I can't wait to hear these new albums, everything that's coming out. Alrighty, here we go. Chatting with Nat is a podcast for independent women seeking to speak their truth and to break down barriers. We host honest conversations that help to guide and empower women. Speak your truth and set yourself free. Let your voice be heard.